Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
So the power is out. You hear chirping on the radio in Arabic, to the effect of, what the fuck was that? Somebody go turn the power off. Yes, you know, A and B are going to go check on the power.
Okay, so I imagine the guy at the front door is listening or has his radio.
There's general commotion. You can hear movement in the house. You guys probably see everybody stand up. The guy who's in the back kind of looks around. You know, everybody's sort of alert now. In Metal Gear Solid terms, they went, huh? And yeah. There's the yellow question mark. Okay, yeah, you can go over there. You get plus 20 because he doesn't know you're there. It's crit if you hit.
Okay, firearms. Here's the roll.
Ought two.
Wow.
Okay, your damage is 2d8.
7. 3. 10 damage.
He goes down. You shot him in the chest. You don't have a confirmed kill, but you've shot enough people to know that if he's not dead, he's in critical condition.
Okay.
If you want to finish him, you can go over and do so. Yeah. But I assume things are about to start kicking off, so I didn't know if you wanted to move to another position or not.
No, I would make sure he's down, so I'll put a third round in the head, and then I'm just going to keep moving to cover.
You guys hear, I don't know if you'd hear a noise or not. There's definitely a noise, but there is some commotion going on. The lights come on.
Oh, my favorite part.
Winston, who is aiming and up on the wall. So, it, you know, as the lights come back on, they're only on for a brief second. You've already got a bead on this guy. You can pull it. You can pull the trigger.
Oh, 17.
Oh, I thought it was an 11.
Doesn't matter. It's stealth, so it's an automatic.
You roll damage. Oh, that's
lethality.
Is it?
It's 10.
So, I wonder what that other number is. So Winston comes
pop.
Yeah, and just it's quick, bang, bang, bang. That jihadi is dead. Athletic rolls from the two of you.
Ought two. I don't even have to touch the wall. I just jump over it.
No.
He says, this is my favorite part, as he shoots. You hit the trigger. Boom, the lights go out a second time with an explosion, and you're over the wall.
Mine was a 67 over 60.
Okay. You don't fall, but you don't make the pool in the initial movement. You're kind of out in the open, but now it's just moonlight again. But Spencer, you Bronson leaps the wall.
Yep. I pull the pin with my teeth just cause, and throw it into that sunroom.
I think it's an athletics roll.
26 over. Okay. I'm great.
Please 26 under.
26. Oh,
so
80.
Over 80.
You guys hear crash as the grenade goes through the window.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Roll damage. I don't know what the damage is on a grenade.
Is 2d10.
Is it lethality is 20?
15.
15.
Yep.
61.
7 points of damage.
So you do 7 points of damage to everyone in that room. Boom! And you hear screams and swearing, and there's shit. It's a good hit, but you're hearing people yell, which means people are still alive.
Right.
What other actions do we have to do? Is that everybody? I will let McGuire get a called shot as well, because there's no reason why he wouldn't be on the wall. And in fact, if you want Captain Dan on the wall at this point, there's no reason he wouldn't be able to. With my aim, it's what? Plus?
Plus 20, unless you're giving them stealth.
Okay. No.
There's enough shit going on now that it wouldn't be.
McGuire can't miss unless I roll zeros. I roll a 63 under 100, so I hit. He literally comes up over the wall and shoots for the first standing target he sees in the family room over your head. Yeah. So you hear a rip of gunfire. Can I fire a burst?
Yes.
So how do I fire a burst?
You roll the lethality.
Oh, okay.
A single shot is, I'd have to look it up. I think it's a D, like theirs is 1d12 plus 2 or the lethality roll for a burst.
Okay. So yeah, I he would be bursting to get the lethality roll. So
3-round burst is no kill range or no kill radius, but you get the lethality roll on the target.
Okay.
Or more of a burst is 3 meters.
Well, I think the thing is that he knows there are targets in there. So if he sees someone standing, he's just going to light the room up. Mm-hmm. He's going to dump 10 rounds, 15 rounds, whatever makes sense.
So back up again, because I want to know how the bursts work again, clearly.
Okay, if you're doing a burst, a 3-round burst with an assault rifle has a 0 kill radius. You're targeting one person. A 10-round burst is a... I think it's a... Hang on.
It's a 5-round burst is a 3-meter range.
That sounds right.
How does
3-meter... No, it's 1 meter... 2 meters and 3 meters, because 3 is the max with an assault rifle.
I get that the more bursts, the more lethality rating, but how does it affect the roll?
Essentially, when you roll your damage, if your roll, because you're rolling 2d10, if the roll looks like it's 10 or lower, 10% or lower, you automatically get the lethality aspect of whatever.
On the small burst.
Right? No, and then it's the same on the big.
Any of the bursts.
On any of the, if you're calling a 5-round burst or whatever the largest round burst
everything
here, the burst
within
is,
2 meters of what you aimed at dies.
Okay. Correct.
Because the idea is you're putting so many bullets downrange so accurately, there's no way anything.
But it doesn't affect your hit chance with the roll.
Correct. Because it's a totally separate roll. So it's essentially if you roll.
That's what I was trying
where
to
where the two digits add up to 10 or less.
If you want to unload 20 rounds, you didn't get like
you
can do that. And if you hit but miss your lethality rating, you're shooting one person.
And you're
if you make your lethality and you do a long burst of 20 rounds,
everybody's dead.
It's a 3-meter range.
Gotcha. Yeah. So see, that's the thing. In this case, he knows that there are 5 bodies in there.
He knows there's people alive.
He knows that there's people alive. The colonel's just going to let loose with a long burst and put as many bullets in that room as he can in the hopes that he kills anybody who's still alive.
Gotcha.
Because we know there are 5 guys in there. We know some of them may be dead, but we can hear noises, so they're definitely not all dead. So I put a 20-round burst after an aim into that room, which should cover the entirety of that room.
Yep.
So I have a 10% chance
to kill everything in that
room. I rolled a 17. So I did 8 damage to the target.
Yep.
So in that case, if I had rolled a 10 or less, I would have killed everything in the room. So a whole hell of a lot of gunfire goes downrange because now that draws them. We've ping-ponged them, you know, back and forth. So they have no idea what the fuck is going on. So whatever person, you wouldn't see it because you would throw the grenade and you would wait for the explosion to show up. But suddenly a whole hell of a lot of gunfire comes over the top of your head into that room. And if Captain Dan wants to shoot, he could do that as well.
Captain Dan will do a short spray.
Yep. Because I'm reloading next turn, probably.
Hot 7.
Hot 7.
Ba-da-ba-da,
da-da-da. 25 on the damage, so 7 damage to one person.
Yeah, and like I said, you're hearing the sounds of people being ripped to shreds with bullets. A whole hell of a lot of gunfire goes into that. So now we probably actually go into combat order because I don't think there's any other surprise bullshit that you guys have done. But theoretically, we've killed 3.
Depends on how many.
You've killed 3 outside.
With the Semtex.
Yeah.
Because I rolled a good luck roll.
2.
We killed 2. We killed 2 out front.
1 on the front steps.
We killed 1 on the front steps. That goes up to 3.
2 in the garage.
2 in the garage. So we're at 5.
The 1 out back.
The 1 out back, which so now we're up to 6.
And however many are dead in that room.
In the kitchen. And probably 2 in that family room. So that means you killed 8 in your first round of...
It's a third of the group.
It's not bad. I don't know what you're going to do with the other.
And we got 2 charges still set.
I don't know what you can do with the rest of them, but yeah, you got those. McGuire is reloading.
The front is primed and ready for people, but we've actually drawn them both directions now, just to be aware.
It is your action. You're the fastest.
Okay.
So Lay gets to go.
If you're trying to draw more out front, you're probably going to have to calm for demolition to go be set off.
I don't want to burn that without people there, though.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to continue to dance out front, you might want to get yourself in a position, or if you're doing something else.
You also, I mean, the front door is a big fucking oak door. I don't remember what this what the status of it was, because I feel like somebody tried to... Did somebody run a truck into it?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking something else. I'm looking at Daniel thinking you drove a truck through a door, but that may have been Saturnalia. Somebody
that was Saturnalia.
Yeah, somebody drove a truck through a door.
No, we drove the car. Yeah, we drove the truck dragging the topper.
That's right, for the hole.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, somebody drove a truck through a door recently.
And into a god.
And that was actually, by recently, that was last October.
You can go, you have a heavy door in front of you. So if you want to go in the door, you could go in the door. Otherwise, you've got two jihadis to the south of you.
Around the garage.
Correct. But that puts you closer to where Deathwish knows that Semtex is available. I wouldn't be going anywhere near live explosive.
You have to run past the live explosive to get there.
I will say Hastings is on the ground behind the wall.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Not leaving her in the truck, but...
Yeah, no. Hastings is tucked down, you know.
Now, I want to maneuver where I have line of sight to where they are, and I also have line of sight at, like, looking at the cars in the front door.
That would put you out in the open.
There's nothing out there for...
And not out front. If you look at it, everything's over here.
Kill radius, each person in the radius gets a roll for lethality.
Oh, interesting.
If none of them hit, then the person in the middle is the target.
Weird. Okay. So we should have done a lot more rolls.
We should have.
Okay.
I'm heading back.
Can always make four more lethality rolls real quick.
Oh, you could make four more lethality. Would it be lethality rolls or damage?
Yeah, it's
damage.
Lethality.
Okay.
If the lethality hits for that person is killed.
Okay.
Because we both put enough rounds into that room.
So we need to make four more rolls each looking for lethality. We just had one there, wasn't it?
Nope, that was 92.
75, 40.
Missed all of it.
Ought two.
There's one more.
That's nine down.
99. Spencer got shrapnel off of that one. So two more down. So McGuire killed two in that room. So nine are dead.
I'm going to make my way back past the garage over around to where the two were still on the side of the building. As I pass the dining room window.
Mm-hmm. It's dark.
Do I see any activity inside still?
Dark. Hard to say.
Hard to say. Okay. All right. I'm not worried about that right now.
Okay. So you're moving back towards the garage.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to stealth around the corner and try to get a beat on those two guys.
Rounds are supposed to be quick, so I'm going to say at a dead sprint, you could get to the corner of the garage, but you probably don't make the corner to take an action.
That's fine.
Spencer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got your back to what is labeled the family room. So you crouch down right there.
Oh.
What did I bomb the shit out of just
the recently? The family room.
Okay. That's where you threw the grenade.
There's, I'd like to take a shot in there because we know there's still some people alive in there.
Okay. So you are going to pop up and you swing your gun into the room. We've killed how many in that room? Three?
Three.
Three out of five.
So you do see two people. You do see two people still moving around in there. Yeah. Not very much.
All right. Take a shot. 80. So I miss.
Firearms.
Yep. 80 over 60.
So you pop up and you expected them to be standing up. You didn't expect them where they're at, but you take a shot. No dice. You miss.
All right.
Anything else you want to do?
Can I duck?
I think that's a fair thing.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Are you going to stand in front of the big picture window?
Oh, no, I missed.
As two of your guys have shot through that window already.
Yeah.
Your nickname's Deathwish. You totally stay stood up.
Somehow I'm 49 years old.
Yeah. Do you feel lucky? Okay, you duck back down.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Which one?
I'll let you control both characters on this unless he has another. What's his initiative?
11.
Okay, then yeah, we'll have you go back to back. It works out well.
Okay.
So do Winston and then do Captain Dan. So you see Bronson make himself a big target in front of the picture window.
But then ducks.
But yeah, he fires a short burst in there and then ducks.
Okay, do I see any other movement?
Oh, it's going to be hard. I mean, how far do you guys think that is? I mean, there's a pool there, so I'm imagining the distance from there to there is actually not insignificant. We'll call it an alertness roll. Just see how well you can see in there. because you haven't said it anything else.
41 under 80.
Yes, you can see some people struggling, trying to get to their feet, reaching around, crawling to the door. You can see two bodies in there.
Oh, I don't mean in the room. I mean anywhere else in the yard that we can see so far.
No, in
the immediate vicinity. Nobody else has made it out of the house yet.
No.
Three round burst into the room.
I will say, before you do that,
yeah,
you because the... Sure, that's right. Yes, there are bedrooms on the back side of the house. There's a bedroom. Oh no, wait, hold on. I need to make sure that's the special bedroom, isn't it? Bedroom four. Yeah, no, nobody would fucking be there. You don't see anyone. In this upper gallery, there are some windows on the second floor where that hallway is. You could see some lights. They're very small, like LED. You're thinking cell phone or something pocket. There are somebody's couple of lights up there on the upper balcony trying to shine a flashlight, figure out what the fuck is going on. Do you want to go ahead and fire a 3-round burst? You still can. I was just going to...
No. Yeah.
Because you did make an alertness roll that you didn't necessarily need to make.
Okay.
That'd be a fuck of a shot to try and go up there.
Yeah. We'll finish off the guys down below.
Sure.
That's a miss.
Captain Dan?
Captain Dan will do the same thing. He got it, though.
Okay.
For 6 damage.
Oh, yeah. Captain Dan, 3-round burst, one of those bodies quits moving. You're in double digit kills. Schroeder.
Pool.
You gotta go, oh shit, because you can see those guys right in front of you. You make me another athletics roll. Just don't make a shit roll. Give me an opportunity to make a shit roll. I really like the idea of you screaming, oh fuck, as you fall into this pool of sand.
38 under 60.
Okay. You clearly notice it is a pool of sand. Why the fuck is there a backhoe here? You don't trip and scream, oh fuck, and fall in the pool, which is kind of what I was hoping. But yes, you're able to take cover in the pool. You've got your body low, but it obviously makes a great prop to aim from.
Yeah, and I wanted to line up on the guys that I know are outside.
Yeah. No, I mean, you
on that
you
side.
Could, you could see bodies over, you could see guys standing up. So, I mean, you could shoot on them if you want.
Okay. Is the backhoe down in the pool?
I think that's kind of where they left it, or near the pool, because they were digging it out.
Clearing it out.
Okay.
Shots?
Yeah.
Shots.
Are they close enough together where I think I can spray and hit them both, potentially, or no?
I mean, they were both talking at the gate. You just have to kind of see what happens. Okay. I think if you were to hit lethality, I would let you kill both of them.
Okay. Then I will try to do that.
Kind of burst.
3-round
burst?
Yeah.
Okay. It would have to be a 5 or a 10 to...
5-round burst.
To have okay. a radius.
Okay. I rolled an 18 under 80, so yep, I hit.
You hit. So roll them both again.
Yep. I'm going to roll different. Fuck it. 4 damage.
Okay. No. So you guys hear another shot.
Roll lethality for the other guy.
Oh, that's right. No.
Okay. Okay. 4 damage to the first.
So 4 damage. Bam! You shoot that guy in the back. You see him. But you do know that you just wing him. He's not going down on that shot.
Yeah.
You just...
And I'm ducked.
Yeah. You'd be very hard to hit. It's now their turn. Yeah, we'll split attention. The one just got shot in the back, so he's going to throw himself against the shed. He's screaming. He's unhappy.
My goal is if they take cover from me, they're going to be in shot for you.
He takes cover against the shed. Is there rules for blind fire in there?
What do you mean?
I can't remember if blind fire is something that they can do. I don't think there is. I think he just takes a shot. I don't remember a blind fire.
I mean, there's suppression.
What are the suppression rules?
An attack with kill radius is terrifying.
But see, I don't know if adapted to violence, if suppression suppresses characters or not.
No, if you're adapted to violence, you don't have to spend a sanity point to function normally.
Okay, nobody here really has that problem.
Okay.
I'm just going to have him take a shot in the general direction. And I'm going to take into account the fact that you are basically prone and he has no idea where the fuck you are. He's going to spray an AK in Schroeder's general direction. Good thing he got a minus after just being shot in the back and you're laying prone. Bullets whiz by you. If you weren't laying prone, like if this were a game of numbers and it was like 2 or 3% different, you'd have been shot. Bullets whiz all around you, plink around the edge of the pool. For not knowing where the fuck you are, he did a really good job of shooting at you.
Doesn't help that I rolled 4 damage on 2d10.
Correct.
That's why he's shooting at you.
Yeah.
You did want to be a target, and I think you do make yourself a target, because I think the other guy on that side goes through as well. And he's also going to shoot in the pool direction. These shots go wildly. It's more likely to hit Hastings than anybody else. Is like bullets skim into the sky. Alertness roll, Daniel.
15 under 60.
You've taken the corner of the garage, and it's not yet your turn, so you can't act, but you can hear commotion in the garage. You know, oh my God, what's happened? So you can tell that there at least are some people in the garage. There's still one person alive in the family room too, right?
Correct.
Under. Okay. You see him reach down and grab an AK, and he's going to spray the wall. What's the, is there range?
For what?
Pluses and minuses for range, because he's all the way in the back of that room. It's like, what is it, minus 10, minus 20, minus 40 probably for range?
Beyond base range up to twice the range is minus 20. Anything beyond that is minus 40.
Because he's in the back of the room. He got fucking concussed. Everybody in that room but him just died. He's picked up the gun, but he's in the back of that family room. He doesn't know you're fucking there. He would just hit you by sheer luck because you've dropped down. Maybe he sees the guys popping over the wall. So I think he's probably going to spray the wall, but it's going to be long distance. So I'm going to give him a minus 20. So I don't think there's any fucking reason why he would be able to easily hit 62, which is over. So that guy just lights up. Fucking glass is raining down over your head. Bits of, you know, bits of construction materials, fucking pillows. Is that guy just in the general direction of somebody threw a grenade and fucking shot at me? I'm going to shoot in that direction.
And Bronson is giggling.
You see more lights this. Up in the second level of that grand foyer.
The little LED lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
McGuire is, I'm reloaded, so I'm going to take a 3-round burst on that guy in the room.
What do you say about what was upstairs?
It looks like somebody with cell phone lights.
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying that they were doing something.
I gave him a minus 20, so I'm going to give us a minus 20 to shoot at him. But we're much better shots. That's an ot 2. So McGuire hit him with a 3-round burst for 12 points of damage. So that guy goes, da-da-da-da, and just lets loose. And he goes, yeah, I got you. Boom! Puts a bullet in that guy's brain. He's fucking dead.
Not in the face.
Hastings down with her hands over ears. Don't shoot him in the face! I need to Photoshop shit for the CIA! Daniel, it's your turn.
Okay. You said I heard commotion in the garage.
Yes. As if somebody went to investigate what the fuck happened.
More than one somebody?
Not sure. You heard one voice.
Okay. Around the corner.
As you see around the corner, you heard gunfire in that direction. You poking an eye over there and you see the back of one jihadi who is fired over the fence. Then you see the shed beyond it and you see that guy taking cover on the corner of the shed.
Okay.
So you basically got one guy whose back is right there and he's like 8 feet from you.
Yep, he's done.
I will give you the plus 20 because he has no idea the fuck you're there.
That's 54 under 80, so.
And so that's I would call that a crit because that's what, right? Because surprise attack?
Yeah, if he's, well, so yes, yes.
Okay, so 6 damage.
6 damage with rolling twice?
Yeah, I got a 1 the first time.
You shoot him in the shoulder, but he is not by any means down.
Okay.
And he is screaming. He's not pleased with you.
I'm still staying on the corner.
Spencer.
Oh, yeah, because you only have a pistol at close range, don't you? Yeah.
McGuire would say Bronson, the room's clear.
Great. So if I kind of want to start to move indoors.
Sure. Are you going in the family room? Are you going into, you would automatically know that going into the sort of, the family room is the room you just shot up. The covered pavilion has a door. The only other door near you would be as if you go into the interior garden, but there's windows and bedrooms and everything else. That's like a kill box.
I was going to say, kill box, don't go in there.
No,
you would know not to do that. The easiest thing would be to jump into the family room where those guys just died.
I want to do that.
Okay, so you go over into the family room. There's a shattered TV, 5 corpses, blood and blown up furniture and all kinds of shit everywhere. There's fucking shrapnel. The family room opens into, and you could see it was shot up and damaged as well. There's sort of a breakfast room, a far less formal dining area. So yeah, you could see that there's a breakfast room as well. Alertness roll. Mm-hmm.
30 under 60.
There are AKs, like, you're counting bodies and AKs. There are AKs on the table in there. It's also really, really dark in here now that you've moved interior.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, that. I was also thinking this might be where they're holding their AKs, and there might be a bunch of unarmed dipshits upstairs sleeping. Well, and I should blow the fuck out of those AKs, or...
You can do whatever you want. There aren't a lot of extra AKs. There's, oh, like, an okay, extra... Okay. You're counting that there were guy. There were five bodies and four or five AKs in that room. There are three or four AKs in this room, as right, if somebody was eating here.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And you can hear movement to your left, which is a kitchen area.
Okay. I know I'm the only team member in here.
Correct.
So I'm gonna pull a pin on a grenade and throw a grenade. I mean, that's my thing, man. That's what I do.
All right. Make an athletics roll. You basically just don't have to botch.
He botched.
Hits me in the head.
Did he botch?
It's a 95.
Is that a botch in this game?
No.
No.
Okay.
Crit fails are 100 or...
Roll damage, because it still fucking goes off.
Eight. Well, what is a zero?
That's a 10. That's 18 damage.
18 damage.
No, it's 80, and then the zero is zero in that case, so it's 8.
No, okay. No. That's a 10.
No, yeah, that's his one die, though.
That's his single.
Single digits die.
Yeah, that's still a 10.
He's rolling 2d10s is his damage. The lethality is only off the 100 point. Yeah. The damage is the two numbers added together.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I'm following you now.
Yeah, it's 18 damage.
It's a very odd roll, I just said.
No, it does 18 damage.
I know, but I don't know where I placed it. I didn't place it.
You rolled poorly, so you didn't place it where you wanted.
Right.
You didn't crit fail, or it would have been placed
directly underneath of you.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Over or under, Spencer?
Over.
Okay. Two points of damage. What's your body armor? I don't think body armor will protect you from this, though. What all does body armor protect from? Does it specify?
An ordinary attack.
Yeah, this is not an ordinary attack.
Body armor protects against the damage of a failed lethality roll.
Well, that's good to know.
Which is what this was.
Does it define that anymore?
What?
It shouldn't have to.
Well, when else would you do a failed lethality roll except for this in this exact specific instance?
A failed lethality roll is anytime it's not a successful lethality roll, which instantly kills you. So if it's damage that's not going to instantly kill you, then it helps protect.
Yep. I mean, the vests give an armor rating of +3. That's where they start at.
But does nothing whatsoever against a successful lethality roll.
So
it's odd.
Yeah.
You may not like it, but that is what it says.
Okay. I'm upping up on my damage then. You get thrown across the room. Okay.
See, that's fair.
That's what I'm saying. He takes damage from being thrown across the room.
Okay.
The bomb drops, hits something, bounces around, and the concussive force shatters that wall that you're standing beside.
Right, but the splintered furniture doesn't go through his leg. It gets stopped by armor.
But you're thrown across the wall. You're thrown across the wall, and I rolled d6 of damage, which apparently doesn't affect you because you have 5 points in armor. So I will step up my environmental damage by 2 dice, and we'll go from there.
I mean, heck, you could be concussion damage for that much. A grenade just went off beside you.
You are bleary-eyed and looking for things. It hurt. Jeff.
Yeah. Does Winston have a view of the two guys at the gate from where he's at?
Winston took out the guy in the covered pavilion, so probably not. He would have to reposition.
Okay.
Or it would be a really long fucking shot. Like,
if he jumped.
They're here, and he's shooting here.
Yeah, he wouldn't have a shot. And if he hopped the wall right there, he would be wet right out in the open.
Correct. I assume that there's some shrubbery and shit, but nothing that, like, stops bullets.
Yeah. He'll drop down on the outside of the wall, reposition.
Okay, so you're going to spend your round running over to this side.
Yep.
Okay, so you're running over to cover the pool. Schroeder. Oh, no, sorry. Captain Dan.
Captain Dan will do the same thing and drag Hastings with her.
Okay.
With him.
Oh, fuck, shit, loud, God! I'm sure Hastings is not having a great time.
No, Hastings is running around with a pistol.
Roll sand.
No, she is adapted, I believe.
To helplessness? She has a pistol. And these motherfuckers are setting off like it's the 4th of goddamn July. I feel like one would feel very helpless without body armor and having a pistol.
She has body armor.
All right, stepping up the damage. It's all you're encouraging me to do.
No. No, she is not.
Okay. I feel like a helplessness roll is not out of the realm of possibility.
12.
She passes. So I was going to do like a 1/1d4. So
take helplessness.
So 1?
Yeah, we'll call it 1.
Where's her sanity?
She does have. She has seen action, but probably not this kind of action. Shorter.
I would be popping up to take a shot.
That guy does have cover, which we've decided does what?
Damage reduction.
Okay, so you take a shot at him.
Yep. 24 under
80. Okay, roll damage. He's already taken 4 points of damage.
12 points of damage.
Damn. Whew. That's minus 7 minus gets
5, through. So 7, yeah. You hit the wall. He thought it was good cover. He ceases to breathe. He's what we call ventilated.
That's the one I shot at as well?
No. That one's turn is now.
So that one was the one by the shed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He rolls over on his back and is going to try and light you up. It's a 17, so he hits. Rolling 4 damage on the AK.
I'm on the corner, so I got cover.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he would be able... So if I roll the damage versus the lethality, the damage is just for a single shot then?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like he would let it rip. So he's probably rolling lethality. That's a 16, so 7 points of damage.
Minus 5, I take 2. Or no, that is the minus 5.
It is armor piercing 3.
So how much total?
So, let's see. So it's armor piercing 3, so I'll just add. So we'll make it, it'll say it's 10 points of damage, then subtract your armor.
Okay.
That works, right?
Would he hit with a minus 20?
No, he would not have hit with a minus
target 20. About half covered or smaller than a human body, minus 20.
I'll remember that for next time. Dan was pretty confidently going to shoot him in the back, and he did, but didn't kill him. So I don't think that Dan, it's not like you popped from cover. You're like, I got this guy, and you went, I hit him in the shoulder.
I'll take it.
Wounded.
So is that how that works? If you have armor piercing 3, then you add damage to the roll?
Well, basically it negates 3 of his armor. So as long as we don't do it double, as long as we do it one way or the other. So that's why I just added, and then he could subtract without adjusting his number, or he needs to adjust his number down. If I'm doing all the calculations in my head, I could just say you take 7 points of damage and he could trust me. But I figure since we're bouncing back and forth, I would just add it on my end.
Right. So it was +3 -5. Is that right? Or no?
Yes. +3 -5.
Gotcha. So you took 5 points damage.
That's what it.
Okay.
So really good shot. Ripped through the armor.
No.
Spencer, you kind of dazedly are kind of looking around and kind of, well, shit, what's going on? And out of the room you just blew up, you see someone run at you with their bare hands out. Attempt to strangle you. So we'll do unarmed combat. So they begin fisticuffs. He is clearly affected by the explosion as well, because he kind of grabs for you and you're able to wiggle away.
Great.
You hear more noises coming in your direction.
Great, cool.
There are more thumps and bumps and noises as people try and figure out what the fuck is going on. Whose turn is it? Maguire. Maguire will jump the wall and go into the family room because he knows you went in there alone and he hasn't heard from you and he heard a second explosion. So he presumes that Bronson is doing dumb shit. He's probably calling Bronson. So he makes it into the family room and he probably can see this confrontation but can't do anything about it yet because he just spent his time moving. Daniel.
Yeah, we're going to take out this guy in front of me still.
I feel like that's probably the best call.
Yeah. It is op 3 under 80.
You hit him. Roll your damage. You already did him, what, 6? I think it was 6.
There's 3. Is it just the die 8 this time? Because it's not double.
Yeah, it's just the die 8 this time.
So 3 more damage.
So this catches him in the... You gut shot him, and he falls over. You're not sure he's dead, but he definitely falls over. He is incapacitated. It'll be Spencer next.
Hold on. Trying to find out what her... You said I could speak Arabic if I wanted to, correct?
Yep.
I want to take their radio and in Arabic tell them that their compound is under assault from the coalition forces.
Sure.
And that if they proceed out the front door slowly with their hands on their heads to the vehicles, they will be spared.
I think it's a... you can roll a persuade.
Okay. persuade.
Probably the best one of the group.
Really? With that?
Yeah. We're not talkers, dude.
Yeah. What are you at?
40.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's it. That's just,
I was looking. I was looking over here. I was seeing that number.
No, persuade is not a good thing.
Odd seven under 20.
No way, dude. Let's go.
Okay. I will take that into account. We'll see where that goes from there. That's a good roll. Jeff.
Wait, I thought I was.
Oh, sorry. You're right. My bad. Yeah. Spencer. You got this guy in your face.
I'm point blank with a gun.
You're disoriented, but yes, you can bring your gun to bear.
With a plus 20.
Yeah. So 52.
Okay.
14 damage.
That's a lethality, big guy.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
So this guy comes running at you, like, to throttle you, and I'll say he maybe even gets his hands on you and, like, slams you into the wall, and you just go tip, 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 and you just bang, 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 shot in the chest, shot through the neck, and he just drops in front of you in a spray of blood.
That's how we do him.
There's another guy behind him with a kitchen knife, cool. Because there were two guys in the kitchen. You killed another one.
You got it, Death Wish. Come on.
He
just pulls the grenade and runs at the guy.
I should have took my fish oil this morning.
Jeff.
How far?
You want to see what a motherfucker high on Centrum Silver and cocaine can do? Bronson has become my favorite character in this game. Hands down.
How far around that wall can Winston get?
You can get...
In the last turn of repositioning.
I would say that you could run down here to the position that you wanted to take.
Okay. Then he'll pop up over that wall and take a shot at the... There's one guy remaining at the gate.
Nope, not anymore.
Pop up, there's nobody there.
Oh, I thought
he killed him.
Okay.
Well, he gut shot him and he went down in a spray of blood that means he's not conscious. So.
Might be gurgling a little bit.
Yeah, he's...
Then he'll go ahead and go over the wall.
Yep, you're over the wall. You're over the wall into the pool?
Yeah, into the pool.
All right.
Same with Captain Dan.
Yep, Captain Dan is in. Hastings is like... bro with the knife is gonna try and kung fu you.
They go before I go.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's your turn. You're not gonna do any effect to the knife kung fu. You're just gonna reposition.
Right. So are we here? Here's the question. Now that we've got the pool, are we wanting to get Hastings up and in while we're covering?
We're going to secure the bomb shelter just to make sure there's nobody in there before we send Hastings in there.
That's fine.
But yeah.
So all I'm doing is seeing if are there guys in the second story that can get shot at.
Not that you could see, but somebody would have radioed that they had seen lights upstairs.
So I know that he's taken down the other guy because if I stand up and don't see the second guy there, I'm assuming he's been downed.
I mean, again, you guys are in radio communication, so you could easily...
He would have potentially called out the second guy down.
Yes.
So then I'm looking...
Or when Winston came over the wall, he would have said, no targets.
Right.
You know, move on the house is probably what I assume the next objective would be.
Okay. So then I need to see the map.
Only Captain Dan and Hastings really understand why the pool is so important. The rest of you would be worried about the guys with guns in the house.
Makes sense.
Which, again, is why I think it would be great at this point if you guys didn't know what the fuck was going on in the game, because you'd be like, why the fuck is he in the pool? Why is there a backhoe? Why is this pool full of sand? I don't understand.
So he's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I would know that there are shots. I know he's entered here and that there are shots in the kitchen.
Yes. And you heard him. You would have heard McGuire screaming, Bronson, Bronson, Bronson.
Oh, okay.
So you know that something's going on there.
Gotcha. So then I would up over and huff it to, because the only point of entry, well, there's a point at the kitchen, right?
That's a window. So the only door is the one that's the laundry. That would get you into the house.
Okay. So then that's where I'm going.
Okay. He gets up, sprints from the pool to the door into the laundry room. Okay. See if there's anything interesting in the laundry room. I don't think we ever visited there. Clothes are hung on lines where someone works with a washboard, wash bin, and a hand crank wringer. Probably because the jihadi stole the washer and dryer.
Gotcha.
So you're in the laundry.
And I'm going in clearing.
Yeah. No, you've come in the door. You've hit the door. You can see that there's a door that you know heads north. So you know you're going to be entering more into the house proper.
Gotcha.
Alertness.
70 under 80.
You hear noises just on the other side of that door. Noises of movement, confusion, talking. Probably within just a few feet of you.
In a language that I know?
Arabic. If you know Arabic.
Nope.
Okay, then a language you don't know.
But I know Bronson don't know Arabic. Is that where my turn ends?
Yeah.
Then I'm trained on the door.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to try knife Spencer.
Yes!
The guy that tried figure to out what's better for him, the dodge or fight back.
No, he killed that guy.
Oh, okay.
There are two guys in the kitchen, which is where some of the guns on the table came from because they were making something or whatever.
Gotcha.
And when he threw the grenade, my thought is that when he threw the grenade, he gave a limp-wristed bullshit roll. And so it didn't make it in. So the concussive force blew out the wall, threw those guys back, threw him back. And then these guys are now coming out, you know, waking up because of the turn order.
Nice.
So he's going to try and stab you. He swings the kitchen knife very poorly. Misses.
Okay.
Yes, Jeff.
You have the option to dodge or fight back. As he's coming at you with a melee weapon, that will replace your next action in the round.
It's like an attack of opportunity, but you have to waste your turn.
Yeah, you will not get your turn next.
Okay, I'll fight back.
Okay. So you can club him with the rifle or whatever.
I can shoot him, right?
No.
No.
This is like hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
Like you're in a
Well, tussle. Then I'll just wait for my
next turn. The martial artist dodges and then punches the guy in the face. That's your opportunity to do it.
Oh, yeah. You do have an 80 unarmed.
I do. But since I know he already missed, then I'll just wait for my next turn to shoot him in his face.
He likes the spray.
Yeah.
As you, Spencer, out of the corner of your eye, you see a couple of guys coming down the hallway from the south towards you.
Okay.
They have guns in their hands, but not at the ready.
Okay.
Can I see the map again real quick? Yeah. So west and north, south.
Yeah.
And he's basically...
He's somewhere in here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, why not? McGuire, back to the top of the order. You hear him say, down, down, down. And, he lets loose with a shot.
He's firing into melee.
I take the -4. That's an 87 over 80. So not a great shot. Bullets go whizzing past your head.
One away from a fumble.
Yeah, one away from you dead.
Wow. One away from shooting you, I think, instead.
Yeah.
McGuire's kind of a loose cannon. Daniel.
Oh, man. All right, nobody left outside. Shit, guy's dead.
You have no easy entrance to the house either, unless you're going to jump through a window.
Don't forget, care for the garage, because you heard somebody in the garage.
Yeah, my choices are going back to pool with you.
I'm not in the pool. I have made entrance in the house.
Okay.
If we pull up a map, I can show you where I went in.
It's okay. I think I'll make entrance on the garage, and that's the closest thing I got to get into the...
Yeah, so you're going to go... There are windows right there, so you could go through a window if you want, or you could go back, open up the garage door, and go in that way. Because there are no doors on that south side.
If you heard commotion in the garage, you might want to look through one of them windows.
It's probably dark, since electricity...
Dark as fuck.
True. Yeah. But I made entry here, back where the laundry room is.
You know how to fix that, right? Flashbang.
Yep. They work really well in the dark.
They're explosively useful, one might say.
Illuminating.
Oh, that's a good one. Illuminating.
Okay, I'll just move to the doors.
Dazzler would be so much cooler if her powers were like flashbangs.
I'm going to come over the comms, making entry to the garage again.
Okay. You going in the window, or are you going through the garage door?
Just the doors.
Okay. You go through the garage door, that's going to take your turn. Spencer, you got a knife wielder in front of you, and you got two guys with guns coming down the hallway.
The first thing I say is, McGuire, you're a fucking idiot. And then I take a shot at that guy. Got a 10.
Okay. Roll lethality.
Close.
He rolled a 10's place, so I was looking.
So 6 damage.
6 damage total.
No, is that right?
That's a 10. Yeah. That's
so 15 damage.
Oh. No,
no, that's a 1. Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So 6 damage.
6 damage. Yeah.
You pull on him again. Not nearly as good as the last guy. You shoot him, and he drops the knife and falls back. Those other two guys are.
Can I reposition myself?
Where would you like to go?
I'd really
move much.
Yeah, I'd like to head back towards McGuire, towards the what is it? The living room.
The family room. Your back is also up against windows that are probably broken now.
So. Yeah, let's just fall out of that.
Bronson just throws himself backwards out an open window, smacking his head on the garden bed.
Worth it.
But he's cleared the line of fire. Jeff.
Yeah.
You're in the pool. Captain Dan's in the pool. You just saw him make entrance through the laundry. Winston would know that they've entered the garage. You know that there's fighting in this corner of the house. You just heard McGuire, you're a fucking idiot. Ow, goddammit! as he said that and tossed himself out the window.
Winston's going from the pool to the laundry.
Okay, so you go into the laundry.
So you're following me.
So you're in right behind Schroeder. It took him his whole turn basically to make that move. So it's gonna make you take you your return to make that run. Captain Dan.
Captain Dan is gonna open up the door in the pool.
Kind of figured he might. Captain Dan opens, and I think there was a staircase, so descends the stairs.
Oh, is there stairs?
Yeah, there are stairs down.
I think so. I'd have to go back and look and read it. I think there are stairs.
Is there light or noise?
Alertness.
40-something.
40, 49 under... Where is it? 50.
No light, but an odd whistling noise. Almost like the wind. You ever heard the wind blow through a cave?
Yes.
It's like fucking creepy as shit sound. About like that.
Sounds like, you're gonna die.
He will holler, Hastings, get over that fucking wall.
So that's just two characters. Schroeder.
Breaching that door into the gallery.
As you swing that door open, you see two jihadis standing there with their backs to you.
I'm lighting them up.
With a...
Spray it. Yeah, some spray into some bitch.
How much of a spray?
I've taken two regular shots, so I would assume I've got enough to do at least 10.
Right. I'm just saying I think you need a reload here soon after the spray.
Yeah.
I've not been counting bullets, but...
Yeah, I mean, I've this character's taken two shots.
Yeah. No. I'm just letting you know. 2 3-round bursts, and now you're going to do a 10-round burst, so that means you're at 16 out of 20
or 30. Do we need to take a turn to reload?
Probably should when you start running. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it will take your turn.
So am I basically at point blank?
Yeah, point blank, and they have no idea that the fuck you're there.
So that's a plus 20?
I mean, you basically probably can't miss.
It's plus 20. It's not plus 40.
Well, it puts me at 100, because my firearms is 80.
Once combat has started, the surprise attacks don't happen.
Right.
Got you.
Right, unless you just fumble fuck. Unless you, you have to roll like 100 to fuck it up.
Yeah. 92. So, close, but I hit.
Two lethality rolls.
No, on the first one, and that's 12 damage.
That's good enough to be lethal. Jihadis don't wear armor.
No, on the second one, but it wouldn't
matter.
It wouldn't matter, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're right. So you light them up.
It would have been 13 damage on that one. And then I know I'm out.
Yeah, no, you're basically running.
Do I get a movement?
I mean, you would, seeing him in there, you would probably fall back.
Yeah, that would be my goal is like...
I think you can swing the door open, go, shit, there's a target, rip, and then lean back against the wall. I don't think that's unreasonable. So now we're to their turns. That guy just saw his buddy die. He saw him fly out of room. He's confused. He doesn't know what the fuck is going on. No character sees what he does, so I'm not going to tell you what he does. You hear McGuire key up the mic and go, oh, shit. But none of you see it. So I'm going to keep some theater of the mind for you fuckers because you can't actually see anything. McGuire reloaded. He came in. So, yeah. You hear a shit ton of gunfire as McGuire unloads. A significant number of bullets downwind. You hear all kinds of fucking fire. You know, we'll call it a 20-round burst because he's excitable. And I like wasting his ammo. Okay. You hear a giant rip of ammunition.
Where is it?
Spencer would let you know that he's firing in that direction. The bullets are flying past Spencer. The bullets are flying east and west.
So east to west, he's firing into the kill box zone or past Spencer.
Into like the dining room.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, I don't have the map in front of me.
Goes family room, breakfast room, and then dining room.
Dan, it's your turn. You've been using a pistol, right? So you've taken...
Glock, yeah.
You're probably...
5 shots.
Yeah, you're probably half through.
Yeah.
But you're in the garage. You don't see anyone in the garage.
Okay.
No, you don't see anyone in the garage.
Okay. Oh, damn. That clip holds 15 rounds.
Oh, so you're only a third of the way through.
You made entry in the laundry, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Two of them are there. Spencer's in this hedgerow here.
The guy I killed and the other guy were in the gallery.
Yeah.
So I heard gunshots.
Yeah, you would have heard fire here. You're also hearing fire in this direction here.
Okay.
You wouldn't necessarily know where all those walls are, but yes.
Yeah, I'm going to pop out that door into the gallery.
Okay. You poke your head into the gallery. As you move across the garage and poke your head in the gallery, you look left and you can see four jihadis standing there with guns, having just come in to sort of this area where Spencer had previously occupied.
So
sort of the breakfast room area.
They're basically in this room right here.
They've okay. just stepped through the double doors there.
Flashbang. Right into the breakfast room.
Athletics.
That is 19 under 80.
It lands where it needs to land. How does a flashbang work in this game?
Good question.
It sucks.
Because I don't know if it gives you a surprise attack, if it gives you an automatic critical, if it...
I'm looking.
They get rolls.
It's a stun grenade, flashbang. It just say victim's penalty minus 40. And okay. its radius is 10 meters.
So they're stunned.
They're stunned.
They take a minus 40 to everything.
Okay.
For nice. 1d6 turns.
So roll a d6.
Come on.
Or actually, let me roll the d6 because then you guys don't know how many rounds we have. That seems a little more fun.
That's fair.
Okay.
So... that flashbang went off literally in the room you just dove out of because those guys came in that door. So you just pull it, put your hand over the wall, yep. drop it, and roll the fuck away.
You said it's 10 meters, which would be like, what, 30 some odd feet?
Yeah.
So your ears are ringing.
Right.
You but don't I'm, see the flash because right, you're out of the room. You do... You.
He's also outside, so he's not...
He's not... Yeah, yeah, yeah. His ears are ringing, but he's not stunned.
But you know what...
I can't hear anyway.
but you know what the fuck just happened over that wall.
You do... hear McGuire go fuck you because he's now blinded
because we had no idea where he was.
Goddamn flashbang. Well, yeah, no, he let off a 20 round burst because he saw those assholes.
Yeah. I just didn't know if he was like coming in the family room, like we don't know where that guy was.
Spencer, it's now your turn. So you just heard a flashbang go off, and you're probably hearing screams in Arabic like 2 feet from you.
And I heard McGuire screaming too.
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah, but those guns would have been firing.
I'm just worried if I let off a grenade, I'm going to kill McGuire.
So then we all walk away with 12 and a half.
Pulse pin. I'm going to throw a grenade in.
Make me a lovely athletics roll.
25. So, yep.
So really, you realize you don't have to go far because they're stunned. Like, yeah. They're literally like, you could reach out and poke one of them in the dick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
literally, you're putting your arm in the window and going, doot. Yeah.
So you pull the pin, reach over, drop the grenade, and get down on all fours and put your belly in the dirt, you know, and cover your head.
Yep.
So roll me that damage.
Nine damage. Wait.
Yeah. Nine damage. It's nine damage.
What's the range on that? It's a couple meters, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a couple with a zero on there.
How many?
It's 20 meters.
It's 20 meters for a grenade?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that changes things a little bit.
We're up to 12 and a half.
Huh?
You got time. Get the fuck out of the way.
Run.
yeah, because I mean...
Would you call it out?
Yeah, grenade.
I'm gonna give him an athletics roll.
Fire the hole.
Okay. Daniel's kind of looking into this room. You know, you've got angled down the hallway. Although with the grenade, you clear. There's a big kahoom.
That wasn't mine.
It is now.
It goes
now
from
Jeff's turn.
Pee to kahoom.
Winston will pop around that corner.
There's a fuck ton of gore at the end of that hallway. You don't see anything that resembles a people.
Cool.
Or a door.
McGuire.
Or a wall.
McGuire. And start moving down that way.
Okay. Alertness roll.
Yeah, I doubt it. 89 over 80.
Okay. You begin moving down the gallery, in the direction
correct.
Of that, you know, to go see what's going on. Do you go help? Does Captain Dan go help Hastings over the wall, or is he just covering?
He's going in to see what's down there. Okay. He's going to clear the room.
He's going down into the bunker. So I'm talking about Captain Dan, not Winston.
Right. Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I didn't know if you were waiting on Hastings. No, there isn't stairs. You hit a wall and then it angles sharply. Pitch black in there.
Light on the rifle.
Sure. Because it says that there is a pressure door.
Right, that's the like the crank door that he opened that.
Correct. An immediate left turn towards the house and opens into an octagonal room 10 meters across filled with artifacts. So
but no movement, no
as you you scan the room, you see no movement.
Okay.
No one in there.
Then he'll, if he can move back out, he'll head back out to look for Hastings.
Okay. She's trying to get over that wall.
Yep.
Okay. Dead. All those guys are dead. Unfortunately, even though that's a big fucking explosion, I don't think that the guy who's been hiding in the dining room would be massively affected by it, because he and Daniel are basically hiding on the same side of the opposite sides of the wall. But he does see Winston walk by.
Yeah.
And is going to shoot the fuck out of Winston.
Cool.
Close range is plus 20.
Yeah.
So he rips into Winston. That is a hit. Roll lethality. No on the lethality, but he does 11 damage.
Okay.
Armor piercing 3, so I'll count that as 14, then minus your 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still up.
You feel several bullets enter your back.
Yeah.
As he steps out and lets a short burst right into your armor. It doesn't stop nearly as many bullets as you had hoped.
Stop the important one.
It did stop the one that was going to kill you.
Yes.
Because that was a lot of damage. So Winston probably yells. He may not go down, but you definitely, you know, the force of it would either knock
him down. Oh, I'm sure it would knock him down.
Okay. Nobody's really around to... Spencer, make an alertness roll.
Yes, Bo. 59 under 60.
Is that the second time you've done that?
Yeah.
You can hear movement off to your left in the house.
Okay.
There's still some assholes running around trying to find you guys. Back to the top of the order. You hear the radio click on. Fuck, call in. God damn. Can't see a fucking thing. That's McGuire's turn. Because he's still affected by the flashbang. Shit. Fuck. He's fumbling around, making noise. But yeah, the flashbang totally lit him up. But he's still alive. Spencer's like, fuck, that's $2,500. Daniel.
So I just saw this guy light up.
You heard gunfire and you heard someone yell. In a room that you thought previously was empty. I don't know how much you're poking your head in and out. You know what I mean? Because you're kind of taking brief looks and then, you know.
Yeah, I'm still in that.
I mean, though there's a wall, there's a good chance that those shots happened less than 5 feet.
Correct.
Physically.
Yes.
So you know that there were shots on the other side of that fucking wall.
It's
one of those
things where it's like you see the swinging door in the movie, right? The door swings open and the hallway is empty. It swings closed, it swings empty, and then someone's standing there. You're like, where the fuck did that guy come from? So yeah, it's within feet of you. You could reach out and touch him with your machete. Probably
as a professional soldier, you would also know the sound of an AK compared to what we're carrying.
100%. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. M4s and AKs sound different. As do the screams in Arabic that usually follow the firing off of the AK.
It's fair.
Which interesting fun fact
versus the thump of the firing off of the M4.
I don't know if I brought this up or not, but they as they took out some of the ISIL strongholds, they found the raw footage that they used to make, like, you know, jihadi, like, patriotic videos or whatever the shit. And they said that there were a bunch of outtake videos that they found.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
Of, like, guys, like, ripping off with the AK and looking like a badass and then immediately grabbing the barrel to hand it back, which is now hot as fuck and, like, burning their hands.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Fucking y'all kind of motherfuckers. So, yeah, there's a guy 5 feet in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to make an approach on him.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
He does not know that you're there.
So we're going to do the sneaky.
You can't get a surprise attack.
I saw a video recently of a guy sitting. You can sitting,
add 20 to the, like, 20 to the roll.
Like, say I'm sitting on the floor and he's kind of like this. And he's holding his AK. And there's like just a room full of like women and children. And he sits it down like this but doesn't take his hand off. And puts his hand up on the gun, on the barrel. And bumped his trigger, and just
oh
missed.
Oh my god!
What?
Oh yeah. And he's just sitting there, like in shock, like looking at it, and just
it's a hit. 32.
All right,
and I 5.
Okay. So you come around with, you know, pull the machete and you stab it through him. I'm pretty sure this guy isn't taking any damage yet. No, I don't think so. So no, you injured him and he's screaming at you in Arabic, but he is still up. Spencer.
Okay, cool. So you said I heard people where?
Like in the grand foyer.
Mm.
Where am I?
In the garden. You're like in the garden bed over here. Okay. You drop behind this pool. You toss that grenade in here and then fucking, you know, rolled your ass somewhere over here.
I don't want
to
be.
Is it? Are those windows from the garden beds to the grand foyer?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Yep. Can I pop my head up and look?
Yes. You see four or five individuals kind of running around, not sure what to do. It does look like some of them are headed out the front door. It looks like others are like, we'll say that there's at least one who's standing gawking at the breakfast room at the fucking gore that's in there. So yeah, you got a couple so headed out to the front door.
So did we get the chatter about the, if you head to the vehicles, then you might be spared?
Probably not.
Comms.
Yeah.
But you do know that there is a charge on the views.
Right. And they seem to be heading towards the vehicles?
They seem to be heading out the front door. No guarantee that they're heading towards the vehicle.
I'm going to like try to tail them as they head towards the vehicles so I can have visual on the vehicles.
Are you going into the house following the grant? Because you're kind of in an awkward spot because the vehicles are all the way over here.
Right. And they're here.
Yeah. So they're going to go out the front door and then they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. I'm going to.
So you're going to go into them. The house. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tail them.
Which way did you go in? Because don't forget there's a dude supposedly standing like here.
Yes.
There's a dude standing here looking at the
fucking gore mess you just made.
Correct.
Does he have an AK on him?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a shot at him.
Sure.
42 under 80. So.
Yep.
Is that just two?
Oh, it's an 11.
That is two damage and one away from lethality.
It's unfortunate.
Bummer.
You're like, got you, motherfucker. And he like turns just enough that you just wing him. And he kind of yells.
Shorter bit. Takes the ear off.
Yep. Otherwise, you'd have murdered him. And you see a lot of scrambling and you see like four or five guys run out the front door.
Okay. Can I say on comms, hey, let me know if they're by the car.
You would say something other than that, but yes, you know.
You would say four running out the front.
Five yeah, tangos, that too. Four, you know, five tangos.
Military speaking shit.
That's what he says. So that's Spencer. Jeff, Winston's been shot in the back and is laying on the ground.
Is there a guy in front of him with a gun?
No. There's a guy behind him with a gun.
But
there's no one in front of him. The guy gawking, you probably can't see.
No, but the guy who just shot me, I can see.
Correct. He's behind you.
He will try and
Is this the same guy that has my machete in there?
Yes.
Just, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So just, Winston rolls
just
over.
Don't fumble.
You motherfucker! 99.
11.
It's a crit hit.
All right. And I think that guy's fucking dead.
6 points of damage.
You're gonna kill him.
Okay, good. So that was a shitty roll.
You rolled over. You roll over, and you tattoo him, and just blam, blam, blam. His brains go all over the ceiling.
I just hold on to Susie as he falls off.
Lake's probably like, the fuck, because those bullets went, you know. Not past her, but uncomfortably close.
Yeah.
Winston's like, son of a bitch.
Try and stand up.
Yeah, no, I'm going on to Captain Dan. You're up. You're standing up. You're hurt, but you're still in the fight.
Is Hastings coming over the wall?
Yes, Hastings is over the wall.
Okay. I'll get her down there and shut her in.
You're going to shut her in the vault.
I'll probably go in the vault, too, but I'll shut the door.
Okay. You two are in the vault. Let's just kind of leave you there and let's resolve the rest of the combat.
Fine.
I think that is the most entertaining way to proceed. Schroeder.
I had to reload.
So you are reloading now.
Yes.
Reloading is happening.
Okay. Am I able to reload on the move or no?
You can move 3 meters.
Yeah, I'd let you move a little bit.
Okay. So 3 meters is roughly 10 feet.
I think anybody with military experience can walk and change a clip at the same time.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not in Delta Green.
Just like fucking 1776. You better stop and reload that musket, you son of a bitch. Don't you dare fall out of line.
So I want to can I move out of the laundry and into the kitchen?
Sure.
Because we know that there weren't anybody there. So I want to.
The kitchen is fucked, by the way. It's fucking. If I'd have known it was 20 meters, I'd have killed Spencer.
It's a new paint job.
I thought we said earlier it was like 5 meter.
Yeah.
That's the C4.
Oh, okay.
C4 was 2 meters.
If I'd have known that it was fucking. If I'd have known it was that bad, then in that case, I got to give some damage somewhere. It rolled under the fridge. That's what saved you. The fucking refrigerator is in God. goddamn shreds.
No, the fridge will stand up to a nuclear blast.
Oh, that's right. The cast iron stove is shrapnel.
My goal is I want to get in a position of cover and be able to see out the look through and see out the dining room window.
Yeah, no, you can easily do that.
Okay, because I don't want to be standing in the dining room because that dude was in the foyer.
Yeah.
But I want to see where those potentially, if I see those guys come across the front window,
right,
they're running for the cars and I want to be able to call it out.
Sure. Wait, you're in the dining room or the kitchen? I thought you said the kitchen.
Well, I initially said the kitchen, but didn't realize that the window wasn't perfect. I don't understand
what the hell you're saying.
Yeah. So probably at the gallery to dining room door.
Okay.
On the garage side.
You're going to try and catch a glimpse if you see guys run into the.
Correct. Cars. So I'm wanting to look to see if anybody from the foyer is running into the dining room.
I got you.
As well as anybody out the window.
Sure. I got you. Spencer's going to get shot at. Spencer didn't necessarily say that he took cover, so I'm going to take advantage of that against Bronson. Yeah. So the jihadi is going to rip into you. You see this guy turn and line you up as you realize I fucked up, and you see him go click, click, click.
There's no magazine in the gun. Did he crit fail it?
He did crit fail it.
The magazine just drops.
There's a reason why Bronson is 49 years old.
The safety's on.
I would say because he did the lowest possible crit fail that wasn't a hit.
Wow.
So it's only like a couple of points from being a hit and rolling lethality.
So he rolled like a 77 or an 88.
Oh no, you think they have good shots at all?
Oh.
I'd be murdering you motherfuckers if I had 27 guys or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, fuck that. Alertness roll from Schroeder, from Lay, and from Winston.
19.
15 under 80. He rolled 100.
I wish I could punish you somehow.
My bad roll for the night.
Yeah, triple zero is 100. That's my bad roll of the night.
You definitely see several jihadis sprinting for the vehicles. Whether you hear a car door slam, whether you see them run by, you all clearly know that they're en route towards the vehicles. I need... Spencer, you see two more jihadis come down the stairs. You see one of them is on a cell phone.
Fuck.
It's now McGuire's turn. You guys see him stumble into view, kind of shaking his head. He picks up his gun and fires at a minus 40, right?
Yeah.
Wait, for the flashbang? Yes.
Yeah. How many rounds have it been since the flashbang went off?
Just one or two, I think.
It's been a couple. Even with the minus 40, you see that jihadi that was pointing at you get blasted in the fucking chest. And multiple other places he explodes. That is, because that's a 10, 13 points of damage. Dan, it's your turn.
Yes, I'll just make my way down and I'll take a look out the window to see what the activity is on the vehicles.
You can see that one of the vehicle's brake lights is coming on as somebody has hopped in and is getting ready to drive away.
Which one?
They would have taken the nearest one, so we would say the one most to the north, which would be the right.
Yep.
So it does not have explosive on it. So Daniel takes a
pass. How close are they parked together?
Pretty close.
So I'm going to there's a wall there in the dining room.
Mm-hmm. That's
between it and the grand foyer. I'm going to take cover on that wall.
Sure. Spencer's turn.
So I have a clear, is someone going to tell me about the...
Yeah, I'll radio activity occurs.
Okay. And I'll kind of look at my notes and be like, Josh, shit, one or two. Oh yeah, this one. And then I'll
demolitions roll.
And then I'll hit the car.
Yeah, no, I got you. There's a loud explosion up front, followed by two more successive explosions.
That was the goal.
Yeah. You don't know that they're dead because you can't confirm it, but they're not singing and dancing either.
Right.
Okay. I'm not going to necessarily mark them as kills, but they're out of action at this point.
Right.
They are asterisk numbers to use as he sees fit later.
Correct.
Is that my whole action just to press a button, or can I also shoot the guy with the...
No, that is.
That is. Okay, cool.
There's one other thing that you could do.
Duck.
Duck.
Thank you. I say, because otherwise I'll shoot at your open head again.
With two guys this time.
Yeah, right.
Jeff.
Okay, where are the two guys?
They're on the stairs here, so you're going to have to move to get there.
Yeah, I'm going to move down to those double doors and take cover
behind the wall.
Oh, okay. Then I will be next to McGuire,
okay,
a little so further away from the doors.
You're bang bang.
Yep, and I'm going to reload.
Okay. Schroeder.
I'm hurt pretty good, so my heroics are over.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come up. I'll come through the dining room.
Okay.
I want to go look out the dining room windows.
Yeah. So the one in the middle went up and kind of pushed the cars apart. All the cars are on fire. They're shrapnel. You don't see any movement in the car. All three cars look inoperable.
Okay.
You don't have confirmed kills because that car didn't blow up, but it did have shrapnel and blood, and there's you know, fire.
Yeah, I'm basically, as I'm walking through the dining room looking out the window, if I don't see any obvious...
You don't see any obvious then, movement at this
then point. Then I'll move up and basically tap Lay on the shoulder.
Okay.
And because my plan is to poke around the dining room and shoot at the stairs.
Okay. You can go high, I can go low.
You see, you hear someone yelling in Arabic. Spencer, I'll make an alertness roll because I think you're the only one who would actually have eyes.
Nope.
Okay. You hear running. You hear someone scream in Arabic. And it doesn't really matter, but all the glass in the grand foyer, no. It's dumb. Okay. You hear screaming and you hear running in Arabic, and that's all that anyone has because nobody has eyes on. It goes to McGuire.
Can he tell what's being said?
He doesn't know Arabic.
Yeah, he does.
I do.
They're 20%. Running through the Grand Foyer?
You hear. Hold them back. I'm talking to Al-Jabari. Hold them back. I'm calling Al-Jabari.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
McGuire, those doors are gone, so I don't know why I keep thinking about it. He needs to push open the door. McGuire stands up and covers the room. He then takes, he sees you guys in there in the dining room. He sees you guys you taking up post on the gallery. So he takes the opposite corner and sort of clicks his mic and says, covering the stairs. No contact. He can't see anything from where he's at. Daniel.
Yes, so I am going to pop around the corner cover, and I'm going to take a low stance because he's right beside me. He's going to be shooting with me. So, and I am looking for whoever's on that cell phone.
You don't see anybody.
Nobody in the group?
Did we hear the movement back up the stairs?
Yes.
They went back upstairs.
Oh. Interesting. Nobody in that front area then?
Nope, not that you can see.
Ah, damn it. How do the stairs play?
They go up and curve. To the upper gallery. So they loop around and onto a balcony, so an upper balcony.
I can see that balcony or I can't?
You can't. Okay. Because you're kind of under it almost. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I gotcha. Okay.
And based on the schematics, there are no other floors or no other stairs up, right?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to get on comms. We have a guy calling out that's headed up to the upper level. Possible reinforcements.
Spencer?
10-4, and I'll start to head up.
We would all recognize the name, wouldn't we?
Nobody at this table would.
Okay. I didn't know if that name was well enough known against to coalition not. Forces. Okay.
Yeah.
You're headed up the stairs?
Yeah, I'm at full health, so yeah. I'll
okay. Go. You're not going to make it far because you have to get through the grand foyer because you were outside.
Right.
So you basically make it up the first two or three steps.
Okay.
I as he's going past, I'm going to hand him his other charge. He wants it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sure.
I'll take my baby.
Jeff.
I should probably also let him know that they said on top of that, you hold them here. So like there's going to be a dude posted at the top of the stairs. Yeah. Okay. Just make sure you're aware. Yep.
I'll start moving up the stairs.
Okay. You have a little bit shorter distance to cover, so you could probably actually push past Spencer and take point if you want to.
I don't really want to take point.
Okay. So you're in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're at three, right? Yeah.
Yes. Schroeder.
From the outside of the building, from like the garden beds, are there walls on the second floor or is that all windows as well?
Those would be windows out.
Ooh, get the cover on fire.
Okay.
Get him to duck.
So you could potentially like if he would have looked up while he was out in the garden beds, he could see them potentially running.
Maybe that angle would be tough because you're.
No, but you could shoot out that glass and chuck a grenade up there.
Could do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Who am I on? Schroeder?
Yeah. The covered pavilion.
Covered. Yes. That's where you shot the guy.
Hold on. Sorry.
First entered.
I'm looking at. So there is a balcony. I'm thinking of not all of us funneling in the same spot.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. How high is the balcony off the ground?
It's probably 15 feet up.
I would say it's probably, it's easily 10, 12 feet, I would imagine.
Oh, okay.
You could head out that way if that's what you want to do.
Can't be many left
there. I bet it's just those two.
Those two, yeah.
I would basically say to him, follow me, maybe boost me up onto the balcony from the outside, which would be essentially here.
Oh, at the back?
Mm-hmm. But instead of cutting across the garden beds and being open, we just follow the grand foyer around.
You're heading upstairs with somebody else with you.
They're right? Both mm-hmm. on the stairs, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, as long as he's not alone, I'll follow you out.
So you're going where?
We're going to go through the grand foyer over to the maïs.
So you're going to wrap all the way around the house.
Yeah, if the guy's at the top of the stairs and sure. It's windows out into the garden beds.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I'm just making sure I understand your path.
Yeah.
Okay. And Daniel, Lay's going to theoretically follow him.
Yeah.
It's not your action, but yeah. So you get probably like past the main doors with your action, maybe a little bit farther.
Maybe holler at McGuire as we're going to cover the second floor of the foyer. Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of looking in that direction. He's kind of looking to step out into the garden beds to follow that. You're leading. You're theoretically following. You two are going upstairs. Mm-hmm. I have everything correct. Mm-hmm. So Daniel's Lay would be the only one who sees this, but even then, not it. Everything happens fast because it's combat, right? The door to the store, which is actually like tucked under the stairs, flies open, and someone screams for Allah or something, and turns and just rips up those stairs with his AK.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
it's a lot shorter distance.
Frickin'.
He misses. The whole thing just sprays the wall above your head, even with the plus 20.
In the Harry Potter.
So like he was coming out of a closet. Was there a closet?
There's a closet, sort of like there's a storeroom.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Tucked under the stairs.
Got you.
And he waited till he heard footsteps on the stairs, and he probably would have seen you pass. So he thinks he can turn around and murder those guys on the stairs easily, which I should have been able to do. But I rolled a 63, which is not enough to hit with my bonus.
Melt this fucker.
McGuire would oblige. McGuire's ears are still ringing. Man, I kind of want to roll a critical fail. I'd love to team kill here. That was cock die. Nope. McGuire continues to shoot straight. He hits that guy right in the back. 10 points of damage. That'll drop him. You're welcome, dickheads. That's McGuire's action. Daniel.
Okay. Well, since that guy popped out, I would probably take action and shoot him.
He's down.
He's dead.
Oh, McGuire just killed him.
McGuire just me.
At this point, let's just go up the stairs.
Man, there's already two people on the stairs.
No, well, we thought there was.
In his way.
Right. Just push him the fuck out of the way and go upstairs. Because he said, hold him here.
And he ran upstairs.
And the one guy ran upstairs. Oh, the second guy hid in the store and waited. Yeah.
And Spencer did get an alertness roll to see whether or not he saw that. He did not see that.
I did not. Gotcha.
I'm not being a cheap asshole.
Oh, no.
No, you're good.
I thought that was a fair play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff looked mildly unhappy when I said
that. I was essentially trying to get up at a different angle.
You could push past if you want.
So we didn't all just get mowed down in a line, essentially.
I fucking killed Jeff.
But now we got a guy on a phone.
Yeah, I'll head up the stairs then. Lock ready.
Sure. You can get to the top of the stairs.
Stealth up the stairs.
When you get to the top of the stairs, you can see a figure. You can see a figure in the upper gallery ahead of you moving towards one of the bedrooms on that side. He's just moving for cover.
But flash bang his ass.
Talking.
I got one left.
He is on the phone talking.
Is it possible I can throw that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Location? Okay.
Call it an athletics roll.
Just don't botch it so we're all fucked.
29 under 80.
It would tumble back down the fucking stairs.
I know exactly what
on every single one of you fuckers. You hear flash out and bang, that guy is concussed and brain rattling. Spencer.
I'll head up the stairs.
You go up the stairs, you see this guy rambling around, he's dropped a phone.
Do we want to hang on to him or hold on to him and try to get more info, or can I just shoot him?
I don't know any of us that any Yeah.
Yeah, I shot him.
roll damage.
That's a 10, right? So 13?
Yeah. He's dead. I'll take us out of combat at this point. You guys continue to clear the rooms, but I feel like we should end.
Still recording, right?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like you guys have shot him. Cinematically, the phone drops to the ground. You can hear that sort of squawking as somebody else is talking on the other end of the phone. You get a nice shot of the Nokia where you can see like the name written or whatever, the numbers. I'm trying to be very cinematic, right? And the camera pulls back as you guys continue to sweep to the rooms. And then it pans back out over the property and starts to hover over the pool where we see the door and the darkness. And we kind of hear... And we fade to black. I like the very cinematic fucking what is the movies? Like The Nun and the fucking other ones that they do where like the door dramatically slams shut by itself. I like to imagine the thing slamming shut and the wheel spinning. You're left in the darkness just hearing and the fucking nun's standing behind you.
There guys, you go. We didn't totally fuck up. Yeah. Well, we got so many lucky rolls. So many lucky rolls, dude.
That was a lot of action.
Yes.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast, Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.
What it is, I don't wanna see.